On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48.
Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court after a bitter fight that laid bare deep political divisions in the United States. The confirmation process took a turn when psychology professor Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her as another young man looked on back when all three were in high school.
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun at my expense.
Other women also came forward claiming to have been abused by Kavanaugh while he was intoxicated in high school and college.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not in college, not ever.
The FBI concluded a quick, limited investigation into the allegations, but in the end, the Democrats didn't have the votes to stop Kavanaugh's promotion. I applaud and congratulate the U.S. Senate for confirming our great nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, to the United States Supreme Court, President Trump tweeted shortly after the Senate vote. Throughout the process, protesters demonstrated on Capitol Hill, with supporters of Kavanaugh left satisfied.
He's an extremely qualified man.
And opponents left defeated.
A lot of anger and disgust and disappointment. And all the women I know were against him being confirmed.
Even though Brett Kavanaugh has been confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, we don't expect to see this passion end anytime soon. Though this is a major political victory for President Trump, Democrats say they will channel this passion and anger into votes in the upcoming midterm elections.
People think resistance is standing in the street and screaming and yelling, and that is just the beginning of what we have to do, because now we take this anger and determination and we realize that today is going to send a depth charge through politics as we know it, and we go home. We vote, and we run for office.
Kavanaugh adds a fifth conservative voice to the 9-member Supreme Court, potentially shifting the direction of high court opinions for decades to come.